See the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and shed the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds. God of the Nation. Praise the Lord. This is an invitation to all of you, and for those of you that are here at the Fourth Shore, we actually have in Nambour region that are worshiping live. And we will be sharing the same to everyone that is logging in globally today through the MyTV station. Not only that, but also the Facebook. So I would like to invite all of us that are here at the Fourth Shore. Hallelujah. And to those of you that do not believe in God, or you may be listening in from one corner of your home, or maybe you were hangover from last night, or smoking away with a cup of coffee at the end, or standing on the roadside, or just taking a glimpse through your phone as you watch the God of Our Nation program here on every Sunday, which you always do, without knowing the actual meaning for it, we stand today to say thank you for taking the time to pop in. And also, we say Mbulo Vinaka to all of you that are logging in all over the world to the station that is in Fiji. And we believe, as we share this morning on the kingdom economics, not only then the end time finances, that this works not only for those who believe in God, not only for the Christians, as well as for anybody who is willing to believe and take ownership. There is a God, and His name is Jesus. Amen. Every 10:30 on every Sunday morning, God of Our Nation, the kingdom economics, and the end time finances. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We are standing here today very strong because of our faith. Not because we are perfect. It's our faith. The faith that accepts you to go to another level.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when you have faith, you continue to do what God wants you to do. Mm. Peter came and asked Jesus, Lord, we have left everything. We have left everything and come and follow you.
Amen.
Is anything there for us? Ratikongo son accountant son abuniwai son dongoli son dausiwa. Kita sambil tak kena ni kita boleh muri kemeni. Kau kunci su. Saya ni indua nak temat tak imbuta nak temat nak tinana nak mata ubal nak bunuh alam mai muriau. Gay saya ni saumi. Yang rau nak mulango 100-fold in this life. But the best thing eternal is waiting for you.
Amen.
So when you listen to kingdom economics, it's something that is real. Kerana usi di bisomi, kerana usi kata kami nak satu kali, kerana kami tani. Kerana usi tu kena tigo, mau resign. Kerana tu kena tigo, dan kerana usi para rabi. Kita mesti ni kelu.
Amen.
We believe in our managers. We believe in our directors. We believe in the bosses in our workplace. But you don't believe in God.
Amen.
Who put the sun up there, never fail? Who put the air that we breathe, never run out of oxygen? The same oxygen that Adam breathed, Noah breathed, and all the prophet breathed is the same air that we still breathe today.
Many.
That's how perfect this God is. So when we see, stand here and see people dancing and celebrating, of course we're supposed to celebrate. Of course we're supposed to be excited. Because this God never failed.
Hallelujah.
He never failed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We never thought that we'll be like this, but we know that when God does something, it will change. It will change from good to better. From bad to good, from good to better, and continue level and level and level, because every day with Jesus is always sweeter than the day before. So my friend, whatever you're going through right now, you have to trust in God.
Whether you're a young child or right up to the eldest, I would like to encourage you today. If you're a Christian and you believe in God, try your prayer. Improve on your prayer. Talk to him in prayer. Speak to him. Tell him anything, everything, everything. Don't even worry about the words that you're going to tell him. Just speak to him like you're speaking to your father. I know God. So for those of you who do not believe in God, one day, one point in time, you will remember today, and you will remember maybe one of those God of Our Nation program that you choose to pop in, maybe smoking away or drinking a coffee, hangover from the night before. You will remember today when things are not working out for you, when you're down at the dead end. Remember today, because this God is not only the God of the Christians. He is the God of the nation. He is the God of the universe. He is God. So all of you that are here, we can don't go on it. 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 The tolerance level is not there. When there's no food, you know, we hit out. So there's a lot of fight arguments. We can don't be with you in the Trinity Methodist. Take, delete out the arguments, the differences, take it out. Hallelujah. Na bimba, na bimba, na duindu ya na kada kabato na teboro. Menda bevita lo chiko kina, gai musuka le chiko kina, na na bimba rote kina kalo. You know, the devil will always do that. Kiba kando na kando duindu ikina, you try and turn to God and say, Lord, take away this out from my heart, take it away from my heart. Oh, remind each other, roto na ndoro bimba, kenda tau lenga tika tunga, nrepa tika bimbo kina kalo, roto mada na ndoro bimba, na ndoro bimba lo na sinibu kekindaro.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, New Methodist, if you're logging in today, or if you're not a believer, you're listening in today, take out arguments, differences between you as a couple, and look out to your children. Yeah, your children are not perfect, as well as mine, as well as my grandchildren. They're not perfect. No one is perfect, including the one that is speaking to you today. I'm not perfect. But you know what? Our perfection is in God. You need to believe in God and trust in God. As we stand here today, you know, to declare to you that there is no other God like Jehovah, you begin to believe in him. Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans for you. Plans for who? For you. For who? For you. For who? For you. Christians know. For you. Any individual, mankind created by God. This God knows the best plan for you. Yes, you may not believe in Jesus. You're turning away the other way around. You don't believe in what we are saying. But you know what? I want to speak to your head and the back of your head to tell you, look, your God, our God, he's got a great plan for you. To prosper you and never to harm you. And to bring about the future that you hope for. You need to start believing.
The Bible says in Psalm 133, when she was talking about the unity, the togetherness, Amen. When there's any elements of arguments between husband and wife, you need to remove that. Because when there's unity, God commands blessings.
Amen.
The blessing is not landing on the platform of your house or your family. because of the differences.
Hallelujah.
So the differences between husband and wife or in the family, these need to be uprooted so God can command blessings. So how can we uproot these differences?
Hallelujah.
It's prayer. It is the prayer we asking God, because prayer is the only form of communication with God. You can pray while opening your eyes. You can pray in singing. You can pray in reading the Bible.
Amen.
The prayer is a communication with God.
Hallelujah.
And when there is no prayer, how can you clear your heart? Only God can clear your heart. Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 3, you are cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you.
Amen.
So the word of God can clear your heart. And when your heart is clear, then you, there is a unity between you and your husband, or between you and your wife.
Amen.
Then the command will see, the blessing is already here, my friend.
Amen.
Church, the blessing is already here.
Hallelujah.
The system of blessing is already here. But to download that blessing into your plateau or into your room or into your family, it takes faith. And that faith clears every doubt that you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of us Christians, we are missing out on God's blessing, on the inheritance that you have, because we don't have the platform. We cannot provide the platform for God's blessings to come.
Hallelujah.
How can the blessing come when you don't provide the condition?
Iko
mo varautaka na nanraki e baka lo malangi pero ni lutukina na baka rautaki ni kalou.
Hallelujah.
Tantu nanraki kero mo sugini ni kwa when there is unity na dua bata na bata na bata kani volta mo rau sala ko bata ko pita bata ke choni rau sala ko bata daba lai tu da ke o ko kere kere ti ko me barsa mo ne ba ki mai langi langi bala daba rau la ko bata ko pita bata ke choni. When you have unity, blessings will overtake you and fill you up and overflow from your life because of the, that's kingdom economics. We are not relying on our salary because we have no salary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are relying on the word of God. The more we put the condition, which is the word of God, into our family, that's what called the provision of God. We look after our bills, we look after our bread, we look after our clothes, we look after our future, we look after our family, we look after our children, we look after our grandchildren, and the church, the ministry from tomorrow. Why? Because we trust in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in men. What is man? The man-made. What is man-made? Organization. The salary. Your work. How many? That is man-made. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusts in God.
Hallelujah.
He's like a tree by the rivers. Hallelujah. His fruits will continue to bear fruit in season and out of season. Why? Because of the trust in the word of God.
Amen.
The only problem in the world today, because we don't believe in God. Hallelujah. That is the problem in the world today, including Fiji, including us, including you. We don't trust in God. We are standing here every 10:30, hallelujah, against all odds, the God of our nation, against all odds. But you can sail through because of faith.
Hallelujah.
The angel said to Mary, Mary, is anything impossible with God? Hallelujah. That's why God told Moses, Moses, move forward. Red Sea is there. Tosukiliu. Then you shall see what God can do.
Amen.
The problem with us today, because when we don't have faith, we have fear. The fear is the opposite of faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember that. When you don't have faith, you have fear. That's why you cannot do it, because you have fear. Oh, what will happen? Who will do it? Where can I get this? What about my children? Hey, that's fear. But when you have faith, God will do it. God will do it. God will open the door. Hallelujah. God will do it the way that he used to do it. He has done it before. He is doing it today. And he will do it tomorrow. Because he's never changed. He's the same God that walked with Moses. He's the same God that walked with Joshua. He's the same God that was with David. He was the same God with Solomon. He's the same God that came and walked with Peter and John. He's the same God that multiplied the bread. He's the same God that multiplied the fish. He's the same God that called Lazarus from the dead. Do you believe him?
Oh, hallelujah.
Do you believe him? Because the Bible says that the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. Some people will call us foolish because we've been preaching about this God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. So that's why don't listen to them. They are case lost. Hallelujah. When you stop at every dog that buckets you,
hallelujah,
that means you cannot reach your destination. Amen. Let the people talk, they talk. That's their ministry, talking ministry. People that gossip and slander, that is a slandering and gossip ministry. But for those that believe in the gospel, it is the power of God. It brings salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
We believe that. We believe that. Hallelujah. I remember the day that we were coming back from Sydney. We were sitting at it was a Boeing 747, and I turned to Randini. I turned to Randini and said, I've really been burdened that I should resign from my work. Hallelujah. This is just a small testimony out of so many testimony. Hallelujah. And I turned to Randini, but she was busy writing and, you know, the bills. She, you know, normally talks about writing and writing and writing. She look at me and she just smile. Hallelujah. And I thought she does not care about what the Lord has placed in my heart. And then after 45 minutes or half an hour, then I remember one of our family friend gave me an envelope and she said, give this to Randini when you two are in the plane. And I said, oh, our friend from Melbourne gave this envelope. I took the envelope and I gave it to her. I don't know what's the envelope. I thought it was a letter. When we arrived home, she told me the end of the story, her end of the story. What's your end of the story?
Hallelujah. I was burdened by the Holy Spirit. I knew that at one point in time that he has to leave his work, but I didn't want him to go or to leave his work. He was getting double the pay as I was getting. Ronongwane se bulu tume balang in dobe rau ronale ro ro bulu tukana primary school 1500 a term dobe rau so tolu nondo olundo na term na kene sa wakwaya ena yanga vale wibike to se somi tukana vale somi tukana matka the normal practical thing that some of you may be listening today or sitting here going through the same. Amen. So with all that in mind, no one do catch kiki no kwa ni sabi full time. Na longo ba kesi ngani vingom? Yalongo catch kwa kendo full time no kabi kwa kendo full time ya uliu. But tamu sa uliulai. Amen. And I want to share this today because it can be your thought as well. That was my thought. Thinking that the money that we're getting, I'm getting half, he's getting double. So we'll need his double, I can go without my half. But God was different in his plan. Because only he knows the plans that he has for us. So when we went, it's an impact weekend that we had all the medical workers, nurses from all over Australia. So we had all nurses from Melbourne, Brisbane, and also in Adelaide. They usually come once in a month, and we fellowship at the Meru Christian Center. And during one of those sessions, when I look at my husband, I see people were being prayed over. When he reached the other end, the same people that has been prayed over here, they run again to go and be prayed second time. When I was looking, then the Lord said, you need to let go of your husband to come and do my work. And I was so strongly convicted. So we got into the flight coming back. There was on a Sunday afternoon. We got into the flight. I took out my book. I wrote down the bills every month, pay off our four-wheel drive, the payments for the house, all the payments, all our bills. It came to about 1,900 in Fijian dollars. nearly 2,000. So I wrote it and I said, Lord, if you really want my husband to go on full time, then you really need to help me with bills. My pay cannot look after that. And this is minus 100 plus mission that needs to be looked after. Amen. And 20 plus children from different homes, homeless, broken homes, that I look after like my own children. They're not part of the mission, but they're part of the youth, and they come from this broken home. And with all that in mind, I said, Lord, if this is your will, let it be. So I was sitting on the flight. He came in and said, are you going to be eating? And I said, no, today I'm not eating. I'm not eating anything on the flight. So I put up a sit down, and I just went off to sleep. Then he said, oh, I remembered this envelope needs to be given to you from Susan. Susan is a nurse, a European lady all the way from Australia that we have befriended during the impact weekends. And when he gave that envelope, I opened the envelope. It had about nearly 3,000 Australian dollars. Amen. For me, that was my message. I wrote the bills for the month, and I asked God, if you want my husband to go on full time, then you're going to help me pay the bill. I was anticipating for him to be doing that when he goes. But he allowed for that envelope to come by my way for me to know that he... And this faithful God remained doing that until we did, you know, debt-free a living. We were such a Congo Bekenda because you're going through your pandemic moment now, complaining. Not enough money, too many bills, too many mouths to feed. You have your phrases, the things that you say at home. But we had ours because we were not defined by what the world is going through. We were defined by the love that we had for God. So if you're listening in today and you're going through the same thing, you know, like that moment of making a decision, you need to believe and trust in God. For us, it was that faith. And then one thing I praise God about, because anything that we agree on, we always pray together. We always come in agreement together. No matter when there's money there or not, no money there or nothing there, we just pray together. And for him, because he knows the level of faith, for me, my level of faith, I will say, you know, like that, I didn't say those words only when I come to New Methodist and I'm here. I was still a Sunday school teacher way back in the Methodist church. I was singing in the middle of New Methodist, I was singing in the middle of the Methodist, I was singing in the middle of the Methodist, I was singing in the middle of the Methodist. I want to bring it closer to your heart. Don't serve God because you want something out of God. Serve God because you love God. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And on the theme, Bible verse, this year and next year. And no eyes will see, no ears shall hear, no mind or no heart can conceive the great things that God will do to who? To those who love him. To who? To those who love him. Underline bold the love. You need to love God. And then you'll ask, how do I love God? You love God by doing the work that you do for your zone, for your worship center. Maybe as a youth here, youth leader, dance leader, we can then HQ staff. Can do catch we can then HQ staff. You are there. I mean, if God has anointed and start this ministry, wouldn't he be looking this way? And if you are in the vicinity, you're doing your work, maybe in technologies or impact, or maybe in any other ops, you come to put up the tent. Sometimes you say to yourself, every Saturday night we put up the tent. We're so tired of doing it. Continue to do it because the reward is greater. You do it because you love him. So you need to get out of your comfort zone and love him. How do I love him? You love him in all your ways. You love him with all your thoughts. You love him with all your mind. You love him with everything that you have. So by loving him, a trigger point in a kind of a kambalala, a second into an age cut off. Abi kemri nangole buli ni tiko ni koa kemri seskari tiko. Wambote na kalo mana na kalo. Talera rovi na keta kona conditionu kada kambaya. Eta sabo mai na nona bibarutaki. And not enough basket. Nadia is standing here behind me. She works with me at my TV. You know, the things that you don't even think of. We ordered some cushion covers from Gasolevo's office and the executive production. And I assumed that was our order. Monday I was bothered having this plastic of, big plastic there on the chair, waiting for somebody to take that and cover the cushion in Gasolevo's office. When I was looking, then the Lord, the Holy Spirit burdened me. That's not the cushion cover. Open it. So I came and I opened. No note, no nothing, just my name.
Na wana ndana ndala bakina etila maya etini bakazaza na outfits na isulu. Na wana ndala bakina sakadibi na tsaru batiki Luis Kaverao. I don't know where these clothes come from. Na ngono da kabachika kina na isulu, denga chuna isulu. Sambita maybe na otambo. Na yada ni maramango na maramango. Let's see if you're listening today, this is your story. Thank you. Na maramango kwa sevi lotu New Methodist, matina na turanga ni balangi. All the way from New South Wales, Newcastle. We were sitting there and we went for my medical. As we were sitting in Dr. Om, I have to continue to drink water, drink water, drink water. And as I came out, I asked myself, just go and look for water. I don't want ice water. I want the plain water. When I walked back in, my phone, the Bible came on, and it was Wesley Gilmore. And her mom just said, Aunt Rai, I'm here. I need your West Bank account number. And I said, okay. And no, generally, he said, I need your account number. And I said, okay, I'll give you the West Bank. So I gave the West Bank and I gave, no, and I gave the BSP. The Holy Spirit said, no, give her the West Bank. So I gave both. And I said, look, I have a BSP and I have a West Bank. What is it? Then she went back, she said, I'm here. The West Bank works fine for me. But the Lord said to send you some money for your water. Amen. And she said, buy your water and buy your mocha, ice mocha. So I went back and I said, you'll never know where I am. You will never know my need. You don't know where I'm sitting. But that was the timing. And we always have those moments. Sometimes when I'm out there somewhere and there will be this prompt. And she said, Auntie Rai, this is a deposit slip. I'm putting some money for your coffee or whatever that you're doing. This is a particular lady. At that time, when I look at the plastic, the Lord just showed me her name, Wesley Gilmore. So I, because she didn't send me any message or even tell me anything, I went back and I said, Wesley, I'm not really sure, but this is a bag of clothes that arrived into my TV office today. I'm just assuming it's you because the Holy Spirit burdened me, it's you. So I am okay. That's me. That's me. Hallelujah. All the way from Australia, I sent a bag full of outfits all the way to my TV in Turaki. Hallelujah. I didn't ask God. Amen. So you may be sitting here. You need to believe in God. We don't do the things of God like it's our work. We're getting paid. Hey, when you know that this open skies and open heaven is going to pay you, you're going to sweat it out because that's your pay.
The Bible says, faith pleases God. Hallelujah. And for those that seek Him must believe that He exists.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
That's why our communication with God and our relationship with God have to be different. God remind me of two things. The way that I play in the rugby field and the way that I do my work in Air Pacific in those days. I gave everything. Everything. And the Lord said, now you are in my work. All the energy, the enthusiasm, na solimbula, na maboa, iraranigito silike. Hallelujah. Because we don't trust His word, that's why we cannot give what we are giving in our workplace. Ridira na dorobo, iraranigito. Ridira. They couldn't care less what happened to their body.
Amen.
If only they used that in the things of the kingdom. Because God always challenges me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just mirror yourself and ask yourself, am I committing to God what I always commit in the world?
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just imagine what you are doing.
Amen.
Okay, when you go to town, how do you prepare yourself going to town? Amen. Hallelujah. Sarong uti weekend na mo sa Nicolau ni siya ni kuwa. Sangay wakato weekend na nondan ding-dingi.
kabi kendre voltambu kwa sarongo dono kubosa kada kabu kine ndona ka sato matavuku sato to bate kindo satara normale en andal ni batu ike vaga ndo sarongo dono kubosa kasi nda kabu kine ndona ka sato matalilia sato to bate ndona tomat satara normale en andal ni nuku ni natauna uda dogo nendo mbui na liwa na dhangi na tambaka na pale kwa ya ya enambale sakale unanambale sabi mbuli eni vikenda turangeni marama dhorbo kinu wanilewa enabunu olimu kwa New Zealand na boso nikalu enda sarongo dha na numutiku nga tuwa karo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingarabi nondambula ena singa binaganikuwa nga ingiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tukuni otitoka waridhake wakalunga teki kenda na turanga ena singa binaganikuwa. Amen.